In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There are two kinds of people in the world, brothers and sisters. Two kinds. There are people who know themselves and people who don't know themselves. Those that know themselves have this ability only because the light of Christ illumines them. Remember that He was the light that would shine in the darkness? And the darkness was not just the land of the Gentiles. The darkness is the dark recesses of our heart. A man cannot know himself without Christ. It's impossible. A man cannot know himself without attempting to live according to the commandments, holding on to Christ with everything he has, struggling, and seeing his faults. You don't see your faults unless there are things that bring them to light. A man might say, I don't get angry. But if he's by himself, no one bothering him, he'd have no reason to be angry. But suddenly, among others, petty annoyances, he sees that he has the passion of anger. A man might say he does not lust. Put him in a certain situation, and he sees that this passion is very much alive in him. So it is with all of our passions. We might think we're one thing, but we're really not. Things are never as they seem. This is one of my favorite sayings, because it's really true. Nobody that you know is as they seem. You're not as you seem. Because how can you know yourself without knowing Christ? It's not possible. In knowing Christ, we become aware of ourselves. We hear something of the process today of knowing Christ. It's not easy. It's difficult, and it is painful. So if you like things to be easy, if you like things to not hurt, then Christianity is not for you. And the reason is because for us to get better, we have to know what's wrong. That's a principle in general in life, isn't it? Do you know that coaches prefer to have athletes that are skilled but not absolutely gifted? You know why? Because the gifted athlete thinks he knows everything, doesn't practice very hard, is not aware of his faults. And everybody has faults. But the one who's not gifted struggles hard and listens to coaching and is teachable and learns. And even though he's not as gifted as the one who is a natural, he's a better player. If it's the case in sports, it is also the case in the Christian life. If we don't recognize our faults, how can we fix ourselves? The publican knew his faults. The Pharisee didn't. The Pharisee was consumed with pride. And note how he deflected from himself anything wrong. First of all, he had a laundry list of those things that he thought he was good at. And he was correct. He tithed. He wasn't rapacious. He prayed. Yes, he gave alms. All those things, absolutely. He did all those things. But he rested in them in confidence, thinking, this makes me better than others. He didn't know himself. If he knew himself, he wouldn't say, I'm not like this man. Because the man who knows himself, first of all, doesn't have time to judge another man. It just doesn't register to him to judge another man because he's consumed with bettering himself. I liken it to if you're with someone who's an enemy of yours and the house is on fire, you no longer have any grievances against your enemy. You both try to get out of the house that's on fire. Or our soul is on fire with passions. Every single one of us, if we admit it. Now, it's not fashionable to admit this. Some people think that we have less faith if we admit this. In fact, there's a whole culture of pseudo-Christianity that is now present that basically thinks that if you're a Christian, you're not a sinner, or if you're a Christian, you'll be successful. If you're a Christian, you're aware you're a sinner. It's a difficult process. The Pharisee was quite happy. Goes in, quite self-assured, gives God all the reasons why God should love him, looks over at this tax collector. He knew who he was, right? I mean, everybody knew who the tax collectors were. Everybody hated them. So the tax collector was the dregs of society. So he felt pretty good about himself. And he left happy. Absolutely happy, but not justified. Remember I've talked to you about what justified means? To be justified is to become righteous. The Pharisee thought he had all these things that made him righteous. Nothing makes you righteous. Nothing you do makes you righteous. What you become makes you righteous. You can't do anything to become righteous except lean on God, struggle to know yourself, struggle to follow the commandments, and with God helping you, it will be accomplished. For the Pharisee, he just thought he had it made. The publican, on the other hand, he didn't leave happy. How can someone be happy if they've been in the temple pounding their breast, feeling unworthy even to look up? But he left justified. Too many people think of Christianity as if you're being happy. No, Christianity is to become justified. Now that is not to mean, of course, that we are to be morose about everything and totally depressed. No, that's not Christianity. That's neurosis. But we are to look inside ourselves with God helping us, with God being the light. Because we can't do it on our own. We can't see enough on our own. And when we see that what's within us, then we certainly would say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that which we ask for mercy, God will give mercy. It's not pleasant to pray in this way. It's not pleasant to think of ourselves this way. That's why we find every diversion possible to not think of ourselves this way. That's what foolish entertainments are for. That's what gossip is for. That's what judging other people is for. That's for being proud. What being proud is for. All of it diverts our attention from ourselves. Because when we really look at ourselves, we're not a real pleasant subject to look at. But when we divert ourselves from that, from the knowledge of who we are, then we feel a little bit better about ourselves. But we're not better. We've just covered it up. It takes a lot of courage to be a Christian, brothers and sisters. It takes a lot of effort. It's hard to know what's wrong with you. You'd rather think things are right with you. Everybody wants to. But the Christian has the light of Christ illumining him. And with the light also is warmth now. So it's not a cold light. It's a warm light. It's like when your mother or father corrects you, but they love you. And you feel good. Because you want to do better. And you know that they'll help you do better. So it is with the Lord. The light illumines us, but it also warms us. If God only shone light into our sins to show us who we are, then we would be full of remorse to the point of despair. But no, He shines His light with also warmth. We can get better. The publican, even in the midst of his travail, even in the midst of praying, beating his breast, feeling horrible, there was within him warmth. The Pharisee didn't feel this warmth. The Pharisee didn't know what that kind of warmth was, because he had created his own warmth from his own pride. He had no idea what this feeling was, the subtlety of this feeling, a feeling like a sinner, and yet feeling this great hope that, yes, things are going to get better. A proud man never feels this. He either does not feel his sins at all or makes excuses for them, and therefore placates himself. Or when he does feel the full weight of his sins, falls into despair. Can we think of an example? How about Judas? Judas was fully aware of the weight of his sin, but because of his pride, he didn't repent from it. He was sorry about it, but repentance is not being sorry. Repentance is changing. The Pharisee felt the full weight of his sin, and he repented. But repentance, brothers and sisters, is not a light switch that goes on and off. Repentance is a process. Repentance is retraining. Things you do wrong, you keep doing wrong until you learn not to do them wrong. The way you think that's wrong has to be remodeled. It doesn't come all at once. So this publican many times must have had to go into the temple and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Perhaps he has learned not to be lustful, but he still is lazy. Perhaps he is less lazy, but he forgets to pray so often. Perhaps he prays more often, but he still finds himself thinking bad thoughts about people. And on it goes. And it should be with us too. This is a model for how we should think of ourselves and how we should approach God. Those with understanding see that this is the true path. This is the way of happiness, true happiness, not false happiness. And just recently, someone told me a quote that's kind of stuck in my mind. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said, I don't want to just be happy. I can be happy if I have a bottle of sherry. No. Happiness, real happiness, is when we become purified. When we become perfected. This is the Christian life now. It's not just about thinking that we are holy because we do certain things. Or even that we believe certain things. It's about changing from within. It's about getting better. The Pharisee didn't know that there were things wrong with him. Or if he did, he effectively covered it up with his pride. Which one of the two people do we wish to be? You can be happy now, or you can be happy later. You can mourn and weep now, and laugh later. Or you can laugh now and weep later. There are only those choices. There's nothing in between. Christianity truly is all or nothing. Either we believe and we act upon how we believe, or we really don't believe. The Pharisee who was the epitome of the believer in that age, he didn't really believe. He was religious, but he didn't believe. Because he didn't want to think of himself. He wanted to create a vision of himself. I've told people many times, I wish everybody could be a priest for a day. I wish everybody could have the feelings that a priest has in his heart for a day. When he looks upon his flock and he sees people and he thinks, I'm just like them. They struggle, I struggle. They're ashamed of their sins. I'm ashamed of my sins. Just about everything they've done or thought, I've done or thought, or I'm capable of doing or thinking. You get a lot more humble when you start hearing the confessions of other people. And you realize, we're all very sick people. We really are. But the good news is God came to make us healthy. So this is not sad news at all. This is the truth. I am what I am, but I'm going to become what I'm not right now. So you should think too. A lot of things wrong right now. Don't run away from them. Admit them. And God will help you. Just remember, things are not as they seem. Nobody's as good as you think they are. Nobody's as bad as you think they are. You're certainly not as good as you think you are. I don't know if you're as bad as you think you are. Probably you're worse than you think you are. Because we just don't see ourselves. Let's be like the publican. We're already like him in sins. Let's be like him in humility. Let's be like him in courage. And let's be justified by our humility.